Ukraine security issue.
As a result of the exchange of prisoners of war between Ukraine and the Russian Federation, 107 Ukrainian soldiers have returned home, including 74 fighters who defended Azovstal. There are many wounded among the liberated soldiers. They have gunshot and shrapnel damage to different parts of the body. There are people with amputated limbs and burns, said Andriy Yusov, spokesman for the press service of the main intelligence directorate of the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense.
Це був важкий обмін, тому що мова йде про поранених.
This exchange was particularly difficult since it involved injured people. Most of them were injured, and among them there are people in a very serious condition. Of course, everyone is receiving all the necessary assistance now, and everyone is now waiting for a long process of recovery and rehabilitation. These people should have not been exchanged, but simply released home. Even in such cases, the aggressor state does not adhere neither to the framework of international law, nor do they show any morality. However, the men have now been returned. More than 70 defenders of Azovstal are home. Every one of them is particularly important for the whole country, including the border guards, the navy, the armed forces, everyone indeed, said Andriy Yusov. According to Andriy Yusov, since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, 1,138 Ukrainians have been returned from Russian captivity as part of the exchange. In the temporarily occupied territories, Russian invaders kidnap people. According to the General Staff, more than 3,000 people were kidnapped during filtration measures in the village of Pisky, Luhansk region. The invaders also steal the property of Ukrainian enterprises. According to the Center for National Resistance in the Zaporizhia region, Russians, under the guise of so-called nationalization, stole the equipment of private bank branches, even carried out furniture. Moreover, Russian looters rob recreation centers. In Kirillivka, in Zaporizhia, boilers, air conditioners and other household appliances are being dismantled. The center added that all these actions are taking place under the supervision of the Russian military. In Kherson, the invaders planted an enterprise where they sold clothes for Ukrainian law enforcement officers. According to the head of the Kherson Region Military Administration, Yaroslav Yanushevich, the invaders are taking out sewing and embroidery machines, cutting tables, office and computer equipment, and other equipment from the enterprises by trucks. International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors found no indications of undeclared nuclear activities and materials. International Atomic Energy Agency has checked three Ukrainian facilities in focus of Russian disinformation and found no evidence of any dirty bombs. The Institute for Nuclear Research in Kyiv, Eastern Mining and Processing Plant in Zhoti-Vody, and Production Association Pivdenny Machine Building Plant in Dnipro. Let me remind you that Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba officially invited the International Atomic Energy Agency to send a mission to Ukraine to refute Moscow's fabrications about the alleged development of a dirty bomb. No dirty bomb has ever been created in Ukraine and is not being created, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said. The conclusion of the International Atomic Energy Agency today is quite obvious. We have given them full freedom of action at their relevant facilities, and we have clear and irrefutable evidence that no one in Ukraine has created or is creating any dirty bombs. The only thing that is dirty in our region now is the heads of those in Moscow who unfortunately seized control of the Russian state and are terrorizing Ukraine and the whole world, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Russia wants to immediately switch the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant into its power grid. According to the Institute for the Study of War, Such demands can be put forward by the Russian authorities after the statement of the International Atomic Energy Agency mission that they did not reveal signs of Ukraine's nuclear activity to create a dirty bomb. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that the reserve generators supplying the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant would have enough fuel for 15 days. Energoatom has already appealed to the international community to assist in the withdrawal of Russian troops from Enerhodar and the return of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant under Ukrainian control for the sake of the security of the whole world. Let me remind you that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is completely de-energized due to the shelling of the Russian invaders on November 2nd. The Czech parliament adopted a resolution recognizing the Russian regime as terrorist. This is reported by České noviny. The deputies condemned Russia's aggression in Ukraine and in particular attacks on civilians, civilian facilities and key infrastructure. The Czech Republic became the third country after Estonia and Poland to adopt a relevant resolution. Representatives of the Ukrainian media appealed to the international community to bring to justice for Russia's crimes in Ukraine not only the military personnel of the Russian occupation army, but also pro-Kremlin propagandists. They have prepared a corresponding appeal, the foreign ministry reports. Representatives of Ukrainian media organizations believe that within the framework of a special international tribunal against Putin, Russian officials and other war criminals, the issue of war propaganda, which carried out the information resources of Russia and Belarus, should be considered. It is necessary to conduct an appropriate investigation and bring to justice those who deliberately contributed to the justification of Russia's aggression against Ukraine, spread disinformation, called for a violent war, killings and abuse of civilians. Among those who should be judged by the International Tribunal, next well-known journalists such as Dmitry Kiselyov, Vladimir Solovyov, Olga Skabeyeva, Evgeny Popov, Zakhar Prilepin and others. In addition, such media as Russia 24, Первый канал, Russia Today, Zvezda, NTV, STS, TNT, Tsargrad and Komsomolska Pravda should also be held accountable.